Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, you're listening to Luke's English Podcast. This is Luke, and I'm just ready to do another podcast episode for you. This will be a quick one because I haven't had my dinner yet. I'm just about to have dinner, and you know that a man has to have some dinner in his stomach before he can really achieve anything. So I'm going to get some dinner in me. Before that, though, I thought I've got about 10 minutes to just tell you a few things, a few important things about you and about Luke's English Podcast. Now, first of all, Luke's English Podcast is not a distraction. Okay, it's not a distraction. Now, I say that because whenever I go on the internet, I just feel like there are thousands, millions of things distracting me, just trying to get my attention and distracting me away from actually achieving anything. Like news stories that you see on entertainment websites, adverts, pop-ups, things like that. They're all just trying to distract your attention away from achieving something in your life. We're so distracted these days by things, particularly by adverts and stuff like that. So I thought I'd just remind you that Luke's English Podcast is not a distraction. It's on the internet. It's one of those things that you might find if you're Googling stuff, and you might find it. You might find it on YouTube, stuff like that. But it's not a distraction because Luke's English Podcast will not distract you away from achieving things. No, quite the opposite. It'll help you to achieve things because it's worth listening to this. It's worth kind of getting involved and commenting and trying to enjoy it, just downloading it, listening to it regularly, allowing it to thinking about the content, repeating phrases to yourself. It's really worth it. It's not just a distraction from your life. It's actually something you can use as a tool to really help you improve your English. So it's not a distraction. Second thing I'd like to say is thank you. Thank you very much for comments, emails, subscriptions, and donations, of course. Now, every day I wake up in the morning, my BlackBerry mobile phone is blinking at me. It's like winking at me, you know, like there's a red light on the phone which is blinking. And that means I've got messages because in the night I've had emails from listeners and notifications that tell me that people have started following the podcast or that people have been clicking buttons on the podcast and writing comments on the podcast. Every morning I pick up the phone, it's full of messages from people saying how much they like the episodes, how much they've been finding it useful. Just to give you an example, recently I had an email from a regular listener called Bettina, and she's in France. And you might know Bettina because she's a very useful listener. She adds, she actually sends scripts of episodes to me, which I can then post on the blog, Luke's English blog. And Bettina sent me a message just the other day, and I'm going to read some of the things she said in that message to you right now. So here's what she said. She said, "Hello, Luke. Actually, I realise every single day that I'm living a veritable dream thanks to your podcast. Poor me. It took me finally more than 2 years to wake up. As you know, I've always listened to each of your shows several times, but, and that makes the difference, I rarely get back to listen to them again. It's incredible how much I forgot about the precious advice of each episode. I even completely forgot most of it. Yeah, I've had to re-listen intensively to the previous shows as well. You're motivating and such a brilliant English teacher." Thanks. "And trust me, I don't say that to flatter you. Thanks to the internet, I can download your podcast. But not only that, I can listen to it all the time, contrary to your students, who can listen to each of your courses only once. Since I'm writing some transcripts, I remember much better vocabulary, expressions, and so much more. I'm overjoyed, and maybe you'll laugh, but I'm not ashamed. Aren't we so much used to the internet that we forgot how amazing it is to have this opportunity? Well, I think that you're right. The most important is to use what we've learned. But we aren't English native speakers, right? We have to revise all the stuff that we've learned frequently, and that's the reason why, from now on, I'll listen to each episode again and again, instead of only focusing on the new one. It's a great time to revise the whole interesting stuff. It's up to us to make the best of it. Yeah, it's all in our hands. Plus, that will not be boring, because each of your shows is different and quite funny. Learning English with fun is the most important thing. I could never make the effort to pay for a private English teacher who helps me to improve, but I found you, the best, the most terrific English teacher who teaches the language. You even proofread my transcripts, and hold on a minute, it's all for free. Can you believe that? I'm on cloud nine. English has become my great passion. I'm in my fake English world every day. No, I haven't a great level yet. Well, I think you do. I haven't a great level yet, but is it really that important? I'm not sure. I guess my English will progress. Now I finally understand how to learn more effectively. So it's time to practice the rich material of your podcasts. I've still so much to learn, and I would definitely reach my goal. Thanks a million from the bottom of my heart, Bettina. Wow. Right, that's the message I just got from Bettina. And as you can see, it's very flattering. But I must say, it has to be true, because that's her experience. That's what she's been getting from listening to this podcast. So what I would say is that you might have noticed recently I haven't updated an episode. And if you look at the previous entry on the website, you'll notice the message that said that I haven't been... The message that said that I couldn't upload any episodes. Now, that's because every month I have a bandwidth allowance, which is provided to me by my website host, which is called Podomatic. Now, Podomatic give me a bandwidth allowance of 500 gigabytes a month. That means that all of my podcast data, right, is saved on the servers at Podomatic, right? So they've got big servers, big computers with hard drives that save all the podcast episodes that I upload onto their servers on the internet. So they keep it all there, and I have to pay them every month for the right to keep my podcasts on their servers. And they give me an allowance of 500 gigabytes of bandwidth. I think that means that I can transfer at one time. So I'm not sure exactly what bandwidth really means in this sense, but I think it means that I'm allowed to transfer 500 gigabytes of data from their servers every month. And last month, October, I transferred over 2 terabytes of data. Over 2 terabytes of data. Now, you know that a kilobyte is, well, first, in terms of data on the internet, you've got a byte of data. Then the next one is a kilobyte, KB, kilobyte. And then that's 1,000 bytes. Then a megabyte, which is 1,000,000 bytes, okay, or 1,000 kilobytes. Then you've got, what is it? So byte, kilobyte, megabyte, gigabyte, you know. Most computers have about sort of 200 gigabytes on their hard drive. And then above that, you've got a terabyte. And that's a massive amount. And I transferred 2 terabytes of data last month, which is like, 4 times my bandwidth allowance. So I wasn't able to upload any more episodes because I'd exceeded my bandwidth allowance, right? Now, every month, the bandwidth allowance is reset at the beginning of the month. It goes back to 0 again. But already, and it's only, what's the date? what's the date today? It's only the 3rd of November, and it's already beyond 500 gigabytes. The amount of bandwidth I've used is already beyond 500 gigabytes. Unbelievable. So I need to update, I need to upgrade, in fact, my account. I need to upgrade my account to the next level. And to do that, I need to pay a big sum, a lump sum at the beginning of the year, which will give me more bandwidth. I think they'll give me 1.5 terabytes, which still isn't enough, to be honest. So I did make an appeal for some donations. And thank you very much for those of you who did donate. And I should be able to upgrade my account soon. I just need to wait for a few more donations to come in before I will have enough to pay Podomatic the amount I need to upgrade to the next level. So that should happen soon. And so, you know, again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for donations. Some news about Luke's English Podcast. There might be an app coming, like an iPhone or iPad app coming soon. I've been thinking about that. I've been talking to people who know about creating apps, because I think it might be useful for users of iPhones or iPads to be able to collect all of the content for Luke's English Podcast into one easy to access place. So that would be like an icon on your iPhone, which you would tap, and that would open up the Luke's English Podcast app. But really, it's just in the development stage. I'm just thinking about that at the moment. I'm just planning what could go into it. There's so many things to do. There's so many things for me to do to improve the service that I'm offering here. I could launch a new website. Ideally, what I should do is move away from Podomatic, because actually they've been very good for me over the last 2 years or more. They've been very helpful. But really now the podcast is so popular that I should move it to another website where I will have more control and more space and things like that. And I'll be able to change the appearance of the page to make it more accessible and user-friendly for you. And I could also launch an iPhone application. That would be great as well, wouldn't it? So my aim at the moment is I'm going to keep going with more entertaining and useful podcast episodes for you, for learners of English. And that's really the key. It's entertaining and useful. I want to try to bring together the world of like entertainment or comedy, for example, and the world of English language learning. I think there is some space or a market, or there is room for that kind of thing online. As you know, as a learner of English, there are so many ways that you can learn English, so many sources of good English to listen to. You could, really the best thing probably would be to go to things like the BBC and listen to BBC radio, or listen to BBC podcasts, or to go to YouTube and find like funny stand-up comedy videos where you could listen to like English or American people speaking, using their voice to be funny, and you can listen to the words they're using and the way that they speak to identify how they're being funny. And that's a good way of enjoying yourself and learning the language too. There are so many things you can learn from comedy. I think that's a really good good sort of source of English and a good subject for you to study. So and then on the other hand, for me, I've got all my experience, my knowledge, my qualifications in English teaching, and I would love to be able to bring those things together to offer a really useful and entertaining listening experience for learners of English for free. So I'm going to keep going with entertaining and useful content. If you're listening to this episode, well done. Your ears are working correctly. Your brains are working correctly. If you're still listening after 14 minutes, congratulations. You should give yourself a big pat on the back for doing that. Well done. You're doing the right thing if you're listening to this. It's definitely helping you. Just letting the words go in, just trying to understand what I'm saying, just following it in your free time if you get a chance. When you're on the way to work, on the bus, in the car, if you're just sitting down listening to it, if you listen to this when you're going to sleep, I get messages from people who tell me that they listen to Luke's English podcast to help them go to sleep. Well, not because it's boring, but just because somehow listening to me talking is quite soothing, quite a relaxing experience. And it also means that they're learning English almost subconsciously, because the English is going in, all these phrases, all these bits of language, the way that I pronounce words, it's all going into your head as you lie there, relaxing and maybe drifting off to sleep. And it all goes in, it all goes into your brain. You might not remember everything, but it all goes in there. It will all help. Like Steve Jobs said, you can't necessarily join the dots now. It's only later when you realize that you've learned something. You might not understand everything now, but later on you will see the benefit of it. So keep listening to Luke's English podcast. You're doing the right thing. It's very good for you. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I've got to say. There will be more episodes soon. I'm just a very busy person, and I don't always get a chance to sit down and record episodes. And I don't always even get a chance to sit down and do episodes like the recent ones, like the ice cream episode or the cheese episode, where I just talk and try and make it interesting for you without actually teaching anything specific. I've had so many comments and emails recently because of those episodes. And I think that's really interesting, because some episodes I sit down and I write and plan very carefully everything that I'm going to say and everything I'm going to teach. I mean, I make notes of vocabulary and stuff like that. I'm talking about episodes like the feeling ill health episodes, or the money phrasal verbs episodes, or the childhood and growing up episode, for example. Those ones I wrote down lots of vocabulary and then talked about it and taught certain things. I don't always have time to do that because I'm working and I'm doing other things in my day. And so the ice cream episode, for example, was a great opportunity for me to record a podcast where I don't have to spend a lot of time planning and preparing. And amazingly, the responses I got about that episode were really positive, more than any of the other episodes I've done, in fact. So people seem to really respond well to just me talking, and just talking sort of from my heart in a way. So I think that's really positive. So I must remember to try and record more episodes like that in the future. And don't forget, something useful for you to do while you're listening is just, if you like, you can try and transcribe some parts of the episode. Bettina, again, from France, has mentioned to me before by email that this has been one of the most useful things for her English, because it makes her focus really, really specifically on every word that I'm saying. And that then allows her to identify different phrases. It has helped her to identify certain features of pronunciation that you might not have really thought about before. It's only when you try and write down the words that I'm saying that you can really clearly see the benefit of doing that, that you can actually pick up words really, really carefully. So that's a very good idea. Listen and try and write down what I'm saying, and you'll find that it's really difficult. And that's where you learn. You learn when you're being challenged, when you're under pressure in some way. It's really up to you, listeners, to try and take this content and make it work for you. And there are many ways you could do it. It's like jazz music. You know, I love jazz music because on one hand, you can just play a jazz record and it's like background music. You don't have to listen to it. It's not in your face. You don't really have to listen to it. It's just playing in the background and it creates a nice atmosphere. But on the other hand, with jazz, if you want to, you can listen really, really carefully. And if you listen to the way that the musicians are playing, the notes they're playing and the rhythms and so on, if you listen to it carefully, you suddenly start to pick up all the little melodies and the way that they're intricately reacting to each other musically. And that's fascinating. So I love jazz because you can listen to it as background music, just as atmosphere, or you can focus on each little thing that the musicians are doing. And it's rewarding in both ways. So in a way, Luke's English podcast is like jazz music, In fact, I did have a listener who sent me an email recently who said that the ice cream episode was like free jazz, which I take as a massive compliment because, in my opinion, the musicians, the jazz musicians who created free jazz music, are like heroes of mine. Those incredibly skillful saxophone players or trumpet players or pianists, drummers, bassists and so on. I look up to those people so much. People like Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock, Tony Williams, Ron Carter, Wayne Shorter. I'm talking about the Miles Davis Quintet, actually. Some of the greatest jazz musicians that we've ever had. And if I'm compared to like jazz musicians, then I'm really flattered because I think that's wonderful. So I'm so pleased that people enjoy the podcast so much. And I do like getting those messages and emails. They're very encouraging for me. They just fill me up with enthusiasm for this. And it just makes me think long term, if I keep doing this, where will it go? What will be the end result? It could be a new way of teaching and learning. The internet is full of possibilities. It really is. Who knows? One day, it might not be Luke's English podcast. It might be Luke's English school. It might be an online school for learners of English. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Can you imagine that? Arranging to have a lesson with me where we could talk over Skype? You'd obviously have to pay for that because my time, although I do this for free, my time isn't cheap. If you wanted some sort of one-to-one lesson on Skype, you'd have to pay me for it in advance. But imagine that. That could be good. There are bits of software on the internet that allow you to have conferences on the internet. So there could even be a group class online. Lots of possibilities. I haven't really made that decision yet, but that's a possibility. It's a potential idea for the future. So I think that's pretty much it. I'm going to have my dinner now. I'm going to have some food. I need to eat, because if I don't eat, then I'll die after a while. I mean, I'd be okay if I had some water, because you can survive for, I don't know how many days, like six days without, you can survive for about 4 days without food, but if you don't have water, you'll be dead within a couple of days, I think. But what am I talking about? I've got food in the fridge. I've just been to the supermarket. I've got water in the tap in the kitchen. So I'm going to go and eat. I'm going to have my dinner, okay? So just in conclusion, I would say that keep listening to the podcast. You can expect more entertaining and useful content in the future. Remember, there are many ways that you can benefit from listening to these episodes. Listen to Bettina's advice. Listen to previous episodes again and again. That's a really good way of like focusing your attention on things that you might have missed the first time. And also try to write down some of the things I'm saying. It'll focus your attention on the language even more. You could also try and repeat things I'm saying as well. If you are in a private place, you could repeat things I'm saying. It's good for you. So that's it. That's the end of this episode. I hope you've enjoyed that. And maybe I'll play you some audio. I might play you something funny. I'm going to find something now that I can play for you just before the end of the episode. So you can expect to hear something funny now. And by the way, PS, if you don't find this funny, fine, no problem. But it is funny because there's an audience of people laughing at it. And they find it funny. So there must be something funny about it. Maybe it's up to you to discover where the jokes are, where the comedy is, and why the audience thinks that it's funny. Okay, so why don't you listen to this audio now? What's funny about it? You can find out.
As I said, there was a thing in the paper tonight about documentaries. And I've had an idea for a long time for what I think is a wonderful documentary, which has everything. For instance, you go to work, you come home at night, and you never really think about it. It's mechanical, it's routine. But there are a group of men who every day, when they go to work, never know if that night they'll return, because they face death in 100 different ways. And I'm talking about America's driving instructors. And I'd like to present the first episode in the new TV series called The Driving Instructor. Now, I'd like to have you picture, if you would. This is a car. I'm the driving instructor, and seated next to me is a woman driver. How do you do? You're Mrs. Webb, is that right? Oh, I see you've had one lesson already. Who is the instructor on that, Mrs. Webb? Mr. Adams. I'm sorry, here it is, Mr. Adams. Just let me read ahead and kind of familiarize myself with the case. How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? 75? And where was that? In your driveway. How far had Mr. Adams gotten in the lesson? Backing out. I see, you were backing out at 75, and that's when he jumped. Did he cover starting the car and the other way of stopping? What's the other way of stopping? Throwing it in reverse. That's right. Oh, that would do it. You're right. That would do it. All right. You want to start the car? Mrs. Webb, you just turned on the lights. You want to start the car? They all look alike, don't they? I don't know why they design them that way. All right, let's pull out into traffic. Now, what's the first thing we're going to do before we pull out into traffic? What did Mr. Adams do before he let you pull out into traffic? Well, I mean, besides praying, let's say. No, what I had in mind was checking the rearview mirror. You see, we always want to check the rear. Don't pull out! please don't cry. I'm sorry. But there was this bus, Mrs. Webb. All right, the lane is clear now. You want to pull out? Oh, no, that wasn't bad at all. You might try it a little slower next time. All right, let's get up a bit more speed and gradually ease it into second. Well, I didn't want to cover reverse this early. But as long as you've shifted into it. Of course you're nervous. I'm nervous. I'm not just saying that. I'm really very nervous. Well, just don't pay any attention to their honking. You're doing fine. You're not blocking anyone's lane. No, as long as you're here on the safety island, you're not blocking anyone's lane. All right, you want to start the car? While you're turning the lights off, why don't you turn off the heater? All right, there we are. Let's get up a bit of speed. That's the way. Now, let's practice some turns. The important thing on turns is not to make them too sharp. Just kind of make a gradual... Oh, now that was fine. That was a wonderful turn. It's hard for me to believe you only had two lessons after you make a turn like that. Are you sure you haven't had more now? Well, I find that very difficult to believe. One little thing, this is a one-way street. Well, no, actually it was partially my fault, you see, but you were in the left-hand lane and you were signaling left, and I just more or less assumed you were going to turn left. same to you, fella. No, I don't know what he said, Mrs. Webb. All right, let's pull into the alley up there and practice a little alley driving. This is something a lot of the schools leave out that we think is pretty. You're going too fast, Mrs. Webb. You're up around 60, and it's kind of a sharp turn there. All right, let's just drive down the alley. That's the way. Mrs. Webb, maybe we better stop here. Well, I don't think you're going to make it between the truck and the building. Mrs. Webb? Mrs. Webb, I don't think you're going to... Mrs. Webb! I I really didn't think you were going to make it. That just shows you we can be wrong, too. No, no, I'll get out on your side. That's all right. Mrs. Webb, maybe it might be a good idea if we went over to the driving area. They have a student driver area over a few blocks away, and maybe traffic throws you. Maybe that's the problem. Well, turn here on the street, right, and it's only about a block up. All right, turn right here. Well, now, that was my fault again. You see, I meant the next street. not this man's lawn. Sir? Sir, would you mind turning off the sprinkler, please? For just a minute. Newly seated? Is that right? That's always the way, isn't it? Well, I don't suppose it is so damn funny. All right, Mrs. Webb, you want to back out and get off the man's creeping bend, is that right? Just back out, Mrs. Webb. Thank you very much, sir, for... Oh, now we hit someone, Mrs. Webb. Remember, you're going to watch the rearview mirror. Remember, we covered that. The red light blinded you. The flashing red light blinded you. The flashing red light on the car you hit blinded. Yes, officer, she was just telling me about it. All right. Mrs. Webb, I'm going to have to go with the officer to the police station. They don't believe it, and they'd like... They'd like me to describe it. And now the other officer is going to get in the car, and he's going to drive you back to the driving school, and then you're to meet us at the police station. My name is Frank Dexter. Why do you ask? You want to be sure and get me next time?
Okay, so you just listened to The Driving Instructor by an American comedian called Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart was an absolutely fantastic and very, very popular comedian in America in, I believe, the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And he has a CD which you can get on Amazon, and I highly, highly recommend that you purchase it. You can get his CD on the internet on a website like Amazon.com. And his CD is called Something Like This by Bob Newhart. I'll put a link to that CD on Amazon on the webpage, so you can check it out, right, and have a bit of a laugh and all that. The basic idea behind that driving instructor sketch is that obviously he's a driving instructor and he's with a female driver. Now, many people think that women drivers are not as good as men, as male drivers. I don't know if that's true. In fact, I think insurance companies give female drivers a discount because statistically female drivers are safer than male drivers. So, you know, maybe women drivers or female drivers are actually better and safer than male drivers, and this whole women can't drive thing is just a myth. Well, who knows, really? The basic joke in that driving instructor sketch is that we only hear one side of the conversation. We only hear what the driving instructor says. And so because of the way he's reacting to things and the comments that he makes, we can kind of work out or guess what she's saying, what she's doing, and what's happening around them. I recommend listening to that a few times. There might even be a transcript for that on the internet. I'm going to look for it and see if there's a transcript. If there is, I'll put it on the website. You can also read the email from Bettina. That's on the website as well. I'm going to post a copy of that there. I'm sure that Bettina won't mind. She says that that's fine. I've asked her about that before. So that's it from this episode of Luke's English Podcast. And I am now going to eat some chocolate, not for dinner, That's I've already had my dinner. I ate my dinner while you were listening to Bob Newhart. That's the magic of podcasting. I can kind of stretch time. I'm a bit of a time traveller. I'm a bit like Doctor Who in that way. I'm a time lord, you know? So that's it. That's it from this episode. I'm now going to eat some lovely Cadbury's chocolates made in England. To be honest, it's not the best chocolate in the world. It's a little bit too sweet, bit too waxy, really, for my taste. But I've got some, and I'm certainly going to eat it. If I had some Swiss chocolate or Belgian chocolate, of course, I'd eat that instead. But I don't. I've just got some Cadbury's Bourneville chocolate. Dark chocolate, by the way. I prefer dark chocolate. Yes. Right, that's it. That's the end of the episode. You're listening to it still, but that's still the end of it. And you're a listener. I don't know what I'm talking about now. I'm starting to lose my mind. I'm going to stop because it's chocolate time, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. So bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to visit the website, which is teacherluke.podomatic.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.